This one's a present for you, Greg.
Thanks.
Greg. Bite, bite, sip, sip. That's the Greg Show combo. Bite, bite, sip, sip. That's the Greg Show combo.
From a desk in the Yay Network studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg. And, of course, Greg. Take it away, Greg.
What up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I'm that annoying Domino's commercial. Or no, Little Caesars.
Little Caesars commercial.
Little C's.
Gotta get that right.
Sorry.
It's all right. How was Christmas, little fella?
It was good. How was your Christmas?
Not gonna complain.
Really? But it wasn't good.
No, it was fine. Mm-hmm. The only issue that we ran into, and this is a big issue, mm-hmm. It's plagued my life for a couple days here. On Tuesday of last week, we're getting the house ready for family to come over.
Did you have a two for Tuesday at your house?
No. Would have been awesome had we had a two for Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Would have meant that I would have gotten two camping tents and four awesome camping chairs.
Yeah, you sent me a picture saying, hey, you got a house now. And I'm like, yeah, no.
Hey, it's a kick-ass tent.
Yeah, I'm not staying in a tent outside of somebody's house.
It sleeps eight. It's 6'8". 6'8" tall.
So is that what you got?
Yeah.
Is that all you got for Christmas?
That, and I got a new microphone for the home voiceover studio, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Yay. Did you have to give your money back from your GoFundMe?
No. No, I invested that into microphone software, or not software, but hardware and software. So
okay. It's
going towards that. On Tuesday morning, I'm getting ready, getting the house ready, about to head up here to the studio,
mm-hmm.
and I'm in the guest bathroom, getting it cleaned up,
mm-hmm.
wipe down the toilet,
ooh,
sinks, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I took the little handful of toilet paper that I had.
This is very erotic.
And I threw it into the toilet.
Mm.
Flushed it.
Mm.
Didn't go down. So I thought, all right, that's weird. Grab the plunger. Normally, when that happens, you grab the plunger.
You just started plunging.
Just plunge crap out of it. Nothing happened. So I got a little worried. Like, what's going on here? So I plunged it to the point where all of the water.
No return.
All the water went out of the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned the water off. Turned it back on, tried to flush it again.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't work.
Huh.
Okay, problem.
Yeah.
So I decided, let's go try another toilet, see if there's a bigger issue here. So I go into the hallway where there's that little hall bathroom, flush that toilet, and it doesn't flush. Uh-oh. Red lights, bells go off. Okay, maybe this is an issue.
Did you open the door and was there a nice smell outside?
Go outside, check the septic tank, completely full.
Mm.
To the point to where it's like at the very top.
The brim.
So that indicated to me that the pump wasn't working. So I call the septic guy. Oh, hey. He's all real country and dumb. So he says, all right, I need you to check this, this, and this. So I do. Mm. He says, all right, sounds like the pump is broken. All right. Well, that's a problem because we have people coming over. So had to get on the phone with the pump people, the septic pump.
Mm-hmm.
They come out, and they start taking the caps off of the septic tank, and they look down and they're like, whoa, dude, this is a massive problem. Like, okay, well,
you people eat too much.
I'm like, well, what do you think the problem is? And they're like, well, number one, the problem is whoever installed this thing did a huge piece of crap work on it.
A huge piece of crap work on a septic tank.
Yep.
That right there, perfect.
So they pump the thing out. Well, they take a... It's a long story, but basically...
Basically, you were full of crap.
Full of crap. Got it all fixed. Grand total?
$2,000.
$2,000.
Boom! Called it.
Just like that.
Man.
So now, we looked up the guy who installed the tank. We found out that he hasn't been licensed since 2011. Says that we're not under contract with him anymore, which by state law says that we have to be under contract with these people for 2 years. It's only been a year dealing with this guy. He's a real shady cat from what we gathered because he's put septic tanks into everybody's house in our neighborhood, and they've all had issues with it. So now we have to...
Sue him?
We don't have to, but we're going to take legal action against this guy because we had the people come out to pump it, to pump the tank out, and they're like, this is a big, huge
piece
of
crap. Did you call the Texas Hammer?
He deals with injury.
Yeah, but he should deal with everything. I want him to deal with every law.
I would love to have the Texas Hammer come down on this guy.
I'm wondering, because the guy in the commercial, is that the Texas Hammer?
That's him, yeah.
That's not really him, because I saw, like, there's an article online saying that that's not really him. That's just a paid guy to be the Texas Hammer.
Oh, see, that's crappy. Kind of like Jim, what's his face from?
Jim Park.
Jim Park. Tom Park.
Tom Park, the fake guy.
Tom Park and Angie Stevens.
Mm-hmm. He's not from here. He puts on a voice.
Man, that's insane. Mm-hmm. When I was in Orlando for the kids trip, turned on the TV, and who's on my TV?
Tom Park
and Angie Stevens.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look, they're both on TV
in
Orlando.
They just do car commercials.
What a great gig.
Mm-hmm.
Just travel around, go to dealerships.
Traveling Wilburys.
Say, hey, this Dodge Durango is going to get you 300 miles per gallon. Awesome. Mm-hmm.
They know what the cars do. That's their job.
So anyway, two people came out, got the thing fixed this morning, thank God, because it was already filled all the way back up.
Wow.
And the guy that was fixing it was like, he was real country too, but he's like, man, I don't know about you folks. It's only been like 3 or 4 days since I talked to you. This thing's all filled up. I'm like, well, you told us to have it filled up by Tuesday. It's like, so we took extra showers.
And extra poops.
Extra doo-doos. We just got busy.
You waited to drop your deuces at the home office.
Yeah, so we got extra busy on that. But anyway, that's been the ongoing story around our house for the last couple of days is the shitter's full.
Mm.
But now it's fixed, so thank God for that.
Cool.
So we got it. Long story short, we're taking legal action against this guy.
Good.
We're going to find out. Who's responsible for it? Is it the builder or is it the septic tank guy?
Come on, Jim Adler.
Because I don't feel like we should have to pay $2,000 for someone's literal crap job on a septic tank.
He doesn't have a permit or whatever.
He's not licensed.
Okay.
Not licensed. Hasn't been since 2011. So that's fun times at our house.
Well, last night I got back from Chicago.
Yes.
I spent a whole week there.
Nice. Mm-hmm. 7 days?
A work week.
Okay.
I got there Sunday night and I left Saturday morning.
Awesome.
So on our way up, we stopped at Kansas City. I went to what was Oklahoma Joe's, but now it's Joe's Kansas City.
Right. So that makes sense.
They bought out Oklahoma Joe. Whoever owns it now. And they went, why is it called Oklahoma Joe? And he went,
because that's what my first restaurant was, probably.
He just kind of went, So they went, well, let's change it to Joe's Kansas City because it's a Kansas City establishment.
Well, it's kind of like Texas Roadhouse in Illinois.
But I mean, it's they're doing Texas style barbecue, and that's what they're basing it on.
Mm-hmm.
He's not doing Oklahoma style barbecue.
That's true.
Who's ever heard of that?
Nobody.
He's doing Kansas City barbecue, but it's called Oklahoma Joe. So they're kind of like, let's change it.
Yeah.
So they changed it to Joe's Kansas City. It was great. Their ribs were fantastic.
Awesome.
We waited like a good hour with this little kid whose mom was there, but the kid was like playing with me because I was just a guy.
Because you're fun.
I'm fun. And I was just letting him go. Hey, I'm bored. I'm standing online not doing anything. Go ahead, kid.
Yeah.
Let's play.
Let's make faces at each other.
Yeah, so we did that. He told me bad kid jokes.
You were like, I know a 37-year-old who tells jokes.
I know a guy just like you. But he was a good kid. Then we went to... We left that day, got to Chicago on Sunday night. We stayed in an apartment that was crazy.
Okay.
So a friend of Kate's let us use her apartment because she was gone for that week.
Okay.
As luck would happen.
Perfect.
So we get in and open the door. This apartment looked like somebody in the 1970s put a thing of stuff in an apartment, like filled it with stuff, then left. Then came back like a week or two before we got there, opened it up and put a flat screen TV and then left again.
So like, are we talking shag carpet, oval, egg chairs?
Not as cool, but definitely stuff from the 70s.
Okay.
Like not like, because those oval egg chairs are expensive.
Right.
But it's just like an old couch that was missing all the cushions, so she had like these bad pillows there that were just falling into.
Yeah.
There were pictures of Prince everywhere.
Can't go wrong with that.
There was one in the bathroom of him taking a shower in a Speedo.
Awesome.
It was pretty fantastic.
So we're talking 70s prints, not new power generation prints.
No. Okay. 70s, early prints.
Okay.
And that, like, there were dead flowers everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere. And we get in, and Kate, like, looks at the sink, and she goes, her friend said, hey, you know, I might have a couple dishes there. So, if you know, just letting you know.
A couple plates, cup, maybe.
Maybe
a fork.
We get in there, and it's one of those side-by-side sinks, mm-hmm. full to the brim with dishes. Stuff on the stove. Filth everywhere. Fruit flies.
Oh.
And we're getting in there, and we're like, well, you know, maybe we'll use our fridge at least, because we could get some food and save a little bit of money. Mm-hmm. We don't have to go out all the time. Open the fridge. Jammed with stuff. Open the top. Tetrised in like a wall. And you're like, well, this person's a bit crazy.
Yeah, sounds like it.
So it was fun doing that.
More Swanson meals than you can handle.
It wasn't Swanson. It was just bags of random stuff.
Yeah.
It was crazy. But so we it was fine just to sleep in and leave.
Yeah.
I got to go get my first Italian beef.
Okay.
Which I've never had before from Portillo's. I had a Chicago style deep dish.
Was it good?
It was good.
Okay.
Not my favorite style of pizza, but it was a good slice.
Yeah.
I got a bite of Kate's Chicago dog, because Chicago dogs are my favorite.
You didn't get your own?
I didn't get my own because I was eating the Italian beef at that time.
Okay.
And we had other places to go to. Then we went to Kuma's, the metal burger shop.
You sent me a picture of the menu. I was pretty excited about that.
They had whiskey on tap.
What?
They had taps that poured whiskey out of them.
Oh my gosh.
So we're in there and it's metal music's blaring. The waitresses had chess pieces and gauged ears, and their hair was cool, and then there was this bearded guy there, and it was everything you wanted.
It's like walking into a metal bar.
Yeah. Except since the food is so good, since the burgers are so good, there's like yuppies and families walking in there, and you're kind of like, do these people know where they're going?
Yeah, they do. They want to enjoy a nice quality burger.
So you're here. The burger was great. I got one called the Mastodon.
Awesome.
Mastodon is great.
I love that band, by the way.
Oh, Mastodon's great. So I got the Mastodon, which is a pretty, like, they didn't have any real specials that kind of stuck out to me, but it was just so good.
What was it? What was on it?
It was just a kind of basic barbecue burger.
Mm-hmm.
It had fried onions on top of it. It had bacon. It had cheddar. It had barbecue sauce. But the bun was incredible, and mm-hmm. the burger was really good.
Bread makes your restaurant.
And I ate the whole thing. Like, my whole plate was clean.
Nice.
It was great.
Yeah, I'm jealous, because I wanted to go to that place.
Well, it's going to be open.
On my next trip to Chicago, I'm going there.
You got to go to Kuma's. It was fantastic. And then I had Chinese food while I was there.
Yeah?
I had it on New Year's Eve because, you know, most things are closed. But Chinese food in Dallas...
Christmas Eve.
Chinese food in Dallas is terrible. It is not good pretty much anywhere you go. In New York, I used to get Chinese food like once a week because you spend $6, you get a giant tray of fried rice, and you get all this meat, and it's so freaking good.
Mm-hmm.
But in Dallas, it's just a crime.
Right.
There's no good Chinese food. Went to Chicago, got some General Tso's chicken, and it was so good.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. See what I did there?
Yeah.
I was very happy with it, and it tasted exactly like it should. The sauce wasn't brown. It was nice and red.
Mm-hmm. Quality. Did you stop off in Memphis on the way home?
We did.
Did you go to Rendezvous?
We did not.
Where'd you go?
Went to this place called the Cozy Corner.
Okay.
And it was a very small place in the ghetto, and it was great.
I bet.
It was not typical, but it was, we got in, we got our food, and we sat down. It wasn't right in the middle of everything, but it was a place where locals go,
mm-hmm.
and it was very good.
Awesome. Did they put this, they don't put, does Kansas City put slaw on theirs, or is that Memphis?
That's on the sandwich.
Yeah.
So I think that. I think Memphis does it on the sandwich.
Mm.
But I got ribs at both places.
Can't go wrong with
I'm
that.
I'm a rib guy.
Yeah. Fall off the bone?
Yeah.
I saw a show. I was watching Anthony Bourdain over the weekend, and they were in Austin at Franklin's. Mm-hmm. I just thought about you the whole time. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, look.
I was there. I waited on that line.
He's done Franklin's. He's out doing barbecue right now.
See, I'd like to go back to Memphis and get ribs again, but go to a couple different places, because I feel like there's a lot of barbecue in Memphis, so I'd like to just get the experience of that in general. But for going once and getting some, it's great.
Good job. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did you do?
Just hung out with Kate's family.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Were they awesome?
They were awesome. We drove a lot while we were there. We were in the car 90% of the time.
That's a lot of in the car.
And a lot in the car. I was very sick of the car. I didn't want to come in today.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to take care of a few things, so I'm going to get out of here. I might not come in tomorrow.
That's probably good.
Yeah.
It's good for you.
Come in on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's sweet. Basically depending on whenever Oz gets me my copies back.
Right. Come on, Oz. Don't let us down, Tommy.
He can do whatever he wants.
He's Tommy Oz. He can do no wrong. Yeah. Well, good. Well, glad you made it back.
Mm-hmm.
Super awesome road trip.
Yep. I'm probably not going to eat meat for a week
because
I put on 10 pounds of just eating grossly.
See, that's what we did. And by the time we were back home on Saturday evening from my mom's house, I just looked at Erica and I was like, I'm done. I don't want to have another beer. I don't want to have another piece of food. I don't want to eat. I don't want to do anything.
I barely drank while I was there because I was just so tired from running around and my schedule was completely off and I'd just been in a car and I wasn't sleeping well. But the trip was great, but I need a week to recuperate.
Yeah, me too. It's just, you know, I like to drink. When I drink, I like to drink.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to space it out over the course of a day. Or whatever, you know, it's like, oh, have a beer with this early lunch, and then a beer with dinner, and a glass of wine.
You like getting all the beers in your mouth as quickly as you can.
I like going from, let's say, 7 o'clock
to 7:30.
No, well,
that's pretty much what you do.
That's how I like to do it.
You're a sprinter, not a marathoner.
Yeah, so we had to spread it all out over the course of the days, and by the end of it, you're just tired and full, and I think I posted on Facebook one time. It might have just been like hashtag full or I'm full and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of likes from people because they could relate.
Boy, am I full.
It was relatable content on Facebook.
Good work, buddy.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you made it back safely. Glad you had a good trip, little buddy.
I did.
We are not doing anything going forward from here as far as New Year's Eve stuff is concerned. We're going to go out to the ranch and hang out. Y'all got any big plans? You going to go pay $100 to get into your favorite local watering hole?
No. I don't know what we're going to do, to be honest.
It's really weird. I used to love the New Year's Eve celebration. And then, I don't know, over the course of the last 15 years, they've started charging.
Just to get in.
To get into your favorite bar. Like, if you're a regular at a place, which I was in my heyday of going to bars and hanging out, Sherlock's, where I used to hang out up here off 75 and Park, was there almost every night.
Now they charge to get in.
Knew every person there.
Mm-hmm.
Showed up on New Year's Eve. The person that worked the door that I talked to on a nightly basis is sitting there at a table and was like, it's $20. I'm like, dude, seriously? And I threw a fit. And I was like, how are you going to charge me, somebody who's here every night, $20 to come into my favorite bar at 7 o'clock on New Year's Eve, nonetheless, just for a few drinks to hang out, meet some buddies, and then go elsewhere. And he was like, all right. So he got the manager, and the manager's like, it's fine. I was Jake Daniels from The Wolf. I didn't have to pay to get into a New Year's Eve party.
Worst story ever. All right, let's leave it with that. I'll be back sometime this week. Maybe I'll see you, maybe you're not.
Yep.
You might get a sporadic Greg show.
You may not. All right, boom.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.